This episode of the Grandcast is brought to you without commercial interruption by Founding Member Comedy. Founding Member Comedy presents an evening of improv comedy at Ambrosia Theater on Saturday, April 22nd. Doors at 7:30, the show begins promptly at 8 p.m. Visiting guest troupe Lil Tootsies will perform, coming all the way from Chicago's Improv Olympic, the premier venue for improv comedy. You will also enjoy a performance by Beer City Improv, Grand Rapids' own Herald troupe. Come see Chicago-style long-form improv a little closer to home. Tickets available at beercityimprov.brownpapertickets.com or at the door for $12. See you there! Hello, and welcome to the Grandcast, Season 2, Episode 2. I'm your host, Chris N. Today is Thursday, April the 6th, in the year 2017.
Of your Lord,
after his death. Based on, I don't know the name of the calendar. Gregorian calendar? I'm not sure. And I'm probably going to trip over your last name here, but my guest today, this dusk eve, is Francesca Szymanski.
Close, so close. Szymanski.
Szymanski.
Yeah, the crazy Polacks. The S-Z-Y is a sh.
Shh. Let me write that down. Szymanski.
Szymanski.
My dad's nickname in high school was Shit Pantsky.
Kids can be so cruel.
Right. Fuck those kids.
Had he pooped his pants, or was it just...
You know, I don't know. He probably lived up to it one day, at least.
Fulfilled his destiny.
Yeah.
I like to start out each episode going over the mission statement and the goals for the show. And the mission statement is, the purpose of the Grandcast is to explore the comedy scene in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as it exists in 2017, through a series of conversations. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I forgot to remute my phone.
Perfect timing, though.
Oh, should I? Oh boy. I might have to read this.
Yeah.
Live on air. I met a girl blackout 2 weeks ago, and she's agreed to go out with me. Responded to my pathetic second Hail Mary text. I honestly have no idea what she looks like.
Well, who?
An undisclosed sender. Good for him. Good luck with that, sir, if you're listening. Roll those dice.
I'll pray for you.
Yeah. He could use some prayers. The goals for the show, now that my phone is on silent. First of two, is to post one new episode weekly, which I've been hitting for 12 weeks so far.
Crushing it.
Yeah. I think the habit is pretty much formed. And then the second goal is to make at least one person's day better through the creation of quality content.
You said a habit is formed. So, like, are you going to have to go to podcast rehab when you're done?
Probably.
You're going to go through withdrawals?
I would think so. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'll have to join the program.
If I wanted that open.
Explain yourself.
There's a... bottle, a 1/5 gallon bottle, glass bottle of the original
beautiful
Sailor Jerry spiced rum.
If you look on the back of this, like on the back of the front sticker, there's always a pinup girl. It's hard to see when it's full. I'll take care of that though.
Mr. Bobby Phillips is also joining us this evening.
Hello!
Hello, Bobby.
Thank you both.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Thank you both for being here. And I'd also like to start out this episode with some fresh shout outs to listeners who have made themselves known.
Subway.
So, Subway?
Yeah.
Stay fresh.
Fresh.
I just figured they were listening.
Hurry up and forget about Jared. Stay with the fresh. So the fresh shout outs are going to Ryan, Brooke, and Biko. Aww. Thank you guys for listening.
We like all of it.
Way to go, guys. Proud of you. You made it.
So the interview portion, if we want to get started. First question, what is your favorite color?
Blue.
What shade of blue?
Usually like kind of like medium, like pastel, probably like my hair color. It's really calming.
Like a sky blue?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh yeah, people can see.
Bobby can see.
We're going to do the Facebook Live and then the people will be able to see.
Ooh. All right. Did you guys catch the... Fresco watched the hot sauce one. You checked in too?
I think, watched?
I thought you posted a comment on it. Facebook Live last Friday, I think.
The hot sauce.
I didn't see it, but
challenge.
I heard about it. I'm hoping that the microphones can pick me up if I speak in a deep enough voice.
It'll be in the back there.
I did hear that there was a Hot Ones thing, and Fresca and I actually just went out for hot wings right before this.
We wanted to eat the hottest ones, but like we didn't want to copy.
I wouldn't recommend the hottest ones.
Yeah, they're good. Blazing, like that blazing sauce.
We didn't want to shit weird. At least I didn't.
No weird shitting.
Yeah, the day after was not pleasant. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Do you have any left? Can I take some home?
Yeah. The insanity sauce?
No, fuck that shit.
Let me come around here for a moment. How hot did you guys go? Like, how many wings... I should just listen to the
150,000 Scoville was the hot one. I think it was 150.
What kind of a state were your guests in at that point? It was Zach and Tom?
Zach, Tom, and Josh.
Okay.
Tom covered his... We were doing like little popcorn chicken bites. Tom covered his. And
at one point, I asked him why he hates himself. I was like, bro, stop. It's too much.
He was... immediately in duress, sweating.
A great result.
And when I spoke to him the next day, he said it was rough. But he wants to do hotter. We're going to get the ghost pepper sauce, which is over three times as hot as insanity.
If you guys do that, I would love to participate.
You want in, Bobby?
It sounds like you had four people last time, so yes. I can imagine that there will be a group. I love to eat.
Spicy. Next time?
Yeah, suffering is right up my alley.
All right.
I'll get like water guns and put milk in them. And just like run around everyone's mouth when their mouth is on fire.
Yeah, it's a temporary relief. Like it lets up a little bit, but then, oh. Too hot. But after like the burning cooled off, I wanted more. Like I wanted to go back for more.
Every time.
It's good, yeah. I don't know. I'm addicted to hot sauce now.
Rare that you see like a room full of white guys just eating hot sauce. I feel like the joke
Tom
more.
Is mostly or all Guatemalan?
Yeah. But yeah, that's why I said
three out of four.
Yeah.
Caucasian.
And he just went wild with it, so it was kind of like equal.
Yeah, probably the volume of hot sauce consumed per race was pretty even. So you wouldn't want to do the super hot ones?
Oh, God. Maybe. I'll do it. God damn it. That was easy.
It's easier after a couple beers to say yes. All right, next question. What is your earliest memory of experiencing comedy?
Probably, like, just movies when I was younger. The first one that came to mind was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Ooh, classic Robin Williams.
Yeah, I watched that movie over and over. One of my favorite movies, though, I don't think it's really comedy, but Hocus Pocus. I drove my parents insane every single day when I got home from school. That shit, you not every day.
Scared the bejesus out of me.
Really?
Yeah. It was always something about witches. Just.
Oh.
It. I guess I thought it was real. And it was just horrifying. Like, what were they trying to do to the kids? Like.
They were trying to steal their souls to make themselves younger.
Yeah.
How was that terrifying? Like, I don't know. I like stealing souls. It's kind of fun. The beginning of E.T. always scared me. I always had my dad skip it. Like, when they're going through, like, the alien land and, like, there's all these, like, weird plants that I would cover my eyes every time.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, kids' movies. A lot of the Disney movies, too, are, like, pretty... What's going on there?
Yeah.
Now it's all sing-alongs and sunshine.
Except for Coraline. Coraline's fucked up.
Yeah.
That one scared me when I saw it, and I was, what, like, definitely teen, like, late teens, probably.
Good movie, though.
Yeah, just really good, but...
Scary.
Like, what? I think I watched it, like, a week ago, and I was just sitting there, like, kids watch this? What are we doing to them?
Getting them used to the real world. Did you ever watch Pan's Labyrinth?
No.
That one's really good.
I feel ashamed to, like, say that I haven't seen it, because it's such, like, a cult classic, and, like, I love cult classics, but...
But also kind of, like, dark and scary, like, yeah. Weird monster characters, and good movie, though.
Anything, like, twisted or fucked up, I'm there for. So.
You like horror movies?
Oh. I one time made my friend watch Requiem for a Dream.
Ooh.
For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell asleep halfway through. She told me the next day that she was so pissed. She's like, how dare you let me finish that by myself? How do you fall asleep to that? And I was like, I don't know. I've seen it like 20 times.
Yeah. Good movie, but my goodness.
Yeah. I just really appreciate the directing.
Yeah.
The shots and everything are great.
They're making a sequel to Trainspotting.
Never saw that first one.
It's a really good movie, but really messed up. Heroin addicts in England, sold. I think. Yeah. Pretty nuts. With a very young Ewan McGregor, who's a very good actor, in my opinion.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who?
Shut the fuck up, Patrick.
I guess that concludes our podcast.
Yes, shortest one ever. Did it.
Well, I guess that's a good segue into what are some of your favorite comedic movies?
Again, I think the first one that pops to mind it would be Bridesmaids. That one hits my funny bone every time. Just like the relationship between Maya Rudolph and Kristen Wiig, like, cracked me up. And just the storyline following Kristen Wiig takes it to, like, a sad place for a while, just like every kind of, like, rom-com comedy does. But I don't know, just because it's Kristen, like, partially it's because of, like, who the actors are. Yeah, that I Kristen appreciate Wiig it so much.
Hilarious. Have you watched Last Man on Earth at all? The TV
show? Yeah.
She's really good in that.
Well, I really only saw, like, the first seasons of that. I just keep forgetting to go back to it.
It's pretty much
the same. But I love Kristen Schaal, too, so.
Oh, yeah. I messed up Schaal and Wiig. Ugh.
I was like, man, maybe there's a season that Wiig was on there.
Nope.
I was going with it.
Nope. I'm just completely wrong.
Just the yes anding, it's okay.
That's a dangerous thing about yes and. Sometimes, like, people will be saying completely wrong things, and then they don't even know, because everybody's, yep, yep. If you had one wish, what would you wish for? And there's a star, a little asterisk, with all the typical restrictions. So you can't wish for more wishes. You can't wish for love. I think those are the two major historical restrictions on wishes. Can't wish for genies. There's no genie loophole.
I would wish that I could have more loving wishes. No? Okay.
I can't yes and that one, sorry. That would negate my own purpose.
I feel like I would wish that me and everyone like I know and I'm friends with could fly. Fuck the rest of the world. We're just really cool and we can fly around and do whatever.
Like you have unlimited frequent flyer miles or yeah. Like you can actually like levitate?
Well, like it would start off weak. Like you would just be able to like go for a little bit and you have to like work on it. The muscle. But like we could like fly around the world in a second. I think that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah.
Thanks for thinking of us.
Gotta try and keep the others included.
It's very selfless. Let's talk about fictional friends improv.
Oh god.
How did you first get started with them?
I was a regular at Mulligan's for a while and I saw their flyers, like in the little drink flip things. And I went back there one day just kind of thinking you could watch. And it was before they were doing shows. Like, it was when they're probably, like, 4 months into it, I think. Because it was in July, I believe. Next month?
Last year?
No, 2 years ago. This will be 2015? Yeah. It's coming up will be my 2 year. But I kind of just thought I could watch. And they had these booths on the side, like where there's like the little dark corner.
When you're going the door to the right?
Yeah. Like when you first walk in and like you look to the right, there's kind of like a darker area. Mm-hmm. And there were booths there. And I was just kind of like tucked away, like a little mouse in a corner, just like sitting in the dark, like watching. And Zach Horn came up to me and was like, "Hey, you know, what's going on? What's your name? You have to participate to be back here, but, you know, we'd love to have you back here. Like, come hang out with us." And then Tyler's brother, Al, Jander Noah, kind of, like, coaxed me into it, too. And I was like, all right, well, I feel more awkward just, like, mousing out and, like, leaving without saying anything than staying. Mm-hmm. And I ended up never leaving.
Nice.
It was kind of funny, too, because right after I decided to stay, Tyler came busting in and his way and was like, "Hey, guys, can I just, like, sit and watch?" And I was like, did someone tell him? Like, I talked about it. Like, I asked him about it later, and he was like, "No, no one told me that someone new was back there." And I was like, that's weird as fuck.
It's coincidence. Kismet.
Yeah.
Kismet.
Yeah.
And you've been performing with them ever since?
Yeah. I haven't left. I love it.
Had you done any improv before then?
No. I mostly just kind of like saw like what was in movies. And of course, friggin' Michael Skarn. Michael Scott, whenever he did improv. So I went in there and I was like, all right, well, I'll just pull out a gun at every scene. I never actually did that, but that was in the back of my mind. I just kind of knew about it and like I crack jokes all the time. So I was like, well, I'll give it a shot. Like, I think I'm funny. So it turned out pretty well.
Here we are 2 years later.
Yeah.
Nice. What is the best gift that you have ever received?
I don't like that. I'm going to kind of just leave it general. Honestly, the best gifts I receive are, like, handmade. Mm-hmm. Or just, like, a letter of some sort. Because, like, they really don't take that much time to write. And, like, it's just something nice. Like, if you're ever feeling down about yourself, you can just pull out, like, oh, my friend loves me. That's great. Like, it's just a kind of reminder. But those are usually the ones that I cherish more than just, like, little knickknacks or something. Like, I am sentimental, so I do like knickknacks. I'm sentimental as fuck. But just more something from the heart than, like, something from a store.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. Who are some of your role models?
Like, actors and actresses, or just in general?
Anything.
My mom is a big one. She probably doesn't hear it enough, but we had a rough patch for a while, but she's a very strong woman who has been through a lot and taught me a lot. And honestly, it sounds cheesy, but my castmates, like, they push me to do harder work, to get more into emotions and stuff, to build scenes and keep doing what I love. So part of me not only does, like, fictional friends and improv and continues to do it because I love it, but it's also because, like, I don't want to let the team down, too. So.
Thank you. Creamy or crunchy?
It sounds inappropriate. Crunchy.
All right. Mild, medium, hot, or fire?
Fire. Fuego.
Fuego is Spanish for fire.
Sí.
¿Hablas español?
No. Friggin' Bobby's been listening to...
93.3.
Hispanic band players.
That's the Spanish language radio station here?
It's the best one. It's the best radio station in Grand Rapids.
Better than WIC?
It's better than what?
WICE.
I don't know any of the other radio stations.
88.1.
Wait a second now. Blue Lake? What's that?
I don't know.
Blue Lake Public Radio, I also did listen to for a while, but I'm going to go ahead and say 93.3.
93.3, yes, for everyone out there.
93.3.
For all the gringos.
Jesus. I'm going to eat one of these wings.
God damn Jesus. It. Eat the one that you dropped on. Unless that's a really big one.
If you want the hair on it. The insanity sauce, it's in the fridge there.
It's this one. This is the one that I dropped.
Man, that's a big one, you asshole.
It's got a hair on it.
I don't care. That doesn't defeat the...
Can you hear me, do you think? On those
Bobby said there's a hair on the chicken wing as he takes a bite of it.
I'm eating a dirty chicken wing that I dropped in the hallway floor.
Here?
Yes.
Yeah, because he was being a dick and just playing with the boxes and it fell, and then one fell out, and those are mine, and then the one that fell was the big one. And he's like, oh, there's a hair in it. I'm like, I don't care. It's the big one.
More than one hair. I just found another one.
I heard
you deserve it. Close your mouth when you chew.
I'm a mess.
I heard someone vacuum like a couple weeks ago. It might not be too bad.
I'm not afraid of germs.
Bobby's not afraid of germs, guys. Case note. Get that. He walks around barefoot in the back of Mulligan's, like...
Mm. I will not do that anymore. I heard that people have gotten infections.
Yeah.
Like ringworm or...
Close your... God.
Athlete's foot?
I don't know, like strep?
Oh.
That's weird.
What's the other one? There's strep and then there's the other one.
Staff?
That's the one. Staff. Somebody got stabbed at Mulligan. You know what? Go ahead and delete that part.
Seriously, go ahead and delete that part. Someone got stabbed at Mulligan.
Nobody has ever gotten staph infections from walking around at Mulligan's. You heard it here first. Next question. Tattoos?
I hate them. I think people that have tattoos are going to go to hell. In a handbasket. They're usually dirty people. Don't care about their parents' feelings. Just kidding. I love them. I want to have like 80% of my body tattooed.
80?
Yeah.
Which 20% would you save?
Probably like my actual like boobs. Like I want like a chest, like on the top part of the chest. But like I want to get the actual like whole boob done. That would hurt. I don't know. Maybe like some parts of the leg.
Face? Want a lot.
Yeah.
Face tattoos?
I'm going to get a tattoo of someone else's face on top of my face.
Oh.
Don't know how that's going to work, but I'm going to figure it out.
Do you know whose face?
Nope.
Oh.
Not yet.
Hmm. Would it be like the... You watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh.
I'll take applications, though. If people can just send me pictures of their face. And I'll set it aside in a secret folder.
Your intern Robert has a nice face. Maybe you could get Robert's face tattooed upon yours.
Yeah, that's true. He missed last week, though. Dick.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he could make it this week.
Yeah, there's no scheduling conflict because it's Thursday. Fridays, there's classes.
Right.
And he's still in school.
Right.
How many tattoos do you have? Currently, like what percentage would you say is?
Percentage? I don't know, but I've also lost count. I think it's about 15 now.
15?
That's a lot. Yeah, I was just talking last night. I have one of a like Sailor Jerry pinup girl. She's in like a martini glass.
From the bottle?
Yeah, like it's the same brand, like the same stylization. Mm-hmm. But I want, and it's on, like, my left back calf, and I want to, on my right back calf, get, like, a boy pinup, and there's one that I found, it's, like, again, the same stylization, but, like, with a guy that has, like, a giant beard and, like, a big beer gut.
Like a lumberjack?
Yeah, kind of.
Huh.
Yeah. I want to get it matching.
I didn't know that was a thing, but I guess it makes sense.
I just saw it online one day, and I was so happy. So excited. And
they don't have those in the bathroom at Hopcat, just the ladies. What's your favorite tattoo?
Right now, I would probably say the fingers crossed, the Keith Haring.
What is that?
The artist is Keith Haring.
Oh.
He was very big in the 80s. He died of AIDS and did a lot for their cause. Well, not to cause AIDS, but to help fight the good fight against it. Like 99% sure that he was gay too, but it's just very simple artwork and like the lines are very like thick and like prominent. And I think he says a lot without having to say much.
What inspires or drives you to get more tattoos?
At this point, it's kind of just something like, it's kind of just choosing like where to place things. Like I'm like, oh, I need to fill this area. Oh, that looks cool. That would go there well. There are a couple where I'm just like the Tina one. I just saw it online and I was like, that's awesome. I want it. And I got it. On my right arm, though, what I want to do is a film reel, like wrapping around all the way up and have like movie posters.
Oh, in each of the film cells?
Yeah, or like every other. Because I don't know how many there would be, but that's a whole project. So the serum's being saved for the moment.
All right. If you had to be transformed into an animal, which type of animal would you like to be?
Bernese Mountain Dog.
Huh.
I had one when I was in eighth grade, and he thought he was a tiny dog and had the personality of a golden retriever. So, but like stupider. Like he was basically a giant like horse that would just like gallop around, but like, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Like, just so obliviously happy. I want to be that.
But they're giant dogs?
Yeah.
Is that like a St. Bernard or?
Yeah, it's like a cousin of them. They're like darker brown, and then like dark brown, light brown, and white usually. I've been this height for quite a while, and at 1 year, he could stand on his hind legs and be on my shoulders.
That's a big dog.
Yeah. So it would basically, it'd be the same. The height switch wouldn't be much for me. Are you okay? Bobby is dying.
Too hot?
That was a really hot wing.
Yeah. Mango habanero is hot.
I know, I just said that I wanted to be on the hot wings thing, and I mean that. Which is the one, but it's like the only whiskey to wash it down with.
It's not whiskey, it's rum.
Oh, shit.
It's spiced rum.
I'm not going to talk for the rest of the time.
You are dumb.
Everybody already knows that, though.
More water.
Bobby's nose is running. He's sweating.
He's drinking all of my water.
Drinking all the water.
He's not even drinking. He's swishing it. He's getting away from me. Aww.
There's some tissues over on the table if you need some.
Oh, are there tissues in this room? I keep going to the bathroom for tissues.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't use my hair.
Look at this guy. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. It's a HDMI.
It's a very extra shielded HDMI.
Yep. So if I step on it, it won't break.
Oh, my God.
That's dope.
Does it intimidate you?
It does.
Please tell me about doing stand-up.
I mean, I only did it that one time. That was...
Oh, at Dog Story?
Yeah.
That was the one... Oh,
that was okay. That was my first and only time so far. I just haven't really written anything. I think of a lot of funny stuff. I'm like, I'll remember that later. I'll write it down. Yeah, and then I never do. And I always, like, get mad at myself, like, man, that was so funny. What was it? God damn it.
I always take notes on my phone so I don't forget.
I did when I had, like, a Samsung Note and, like, it had a little pen that I could actually write it. Because there's, like, a... I don't know. It's more kind of therapeutic and, like, it seems more... just kind of different when you're writing with an actual pen instead of, like, typing out a joke. For me, like, I would rather write it. But I enjoyed doing stand-up a lot. It was a lot of fun. And the feedback was great. Like, a lot of people thought I had done it before.
I enjoyed it.
I was like, thank you. Thank you. I want to do another set sometime, but I just need to write again.
Yeah. Have you ever done sketch comedy at all?
No, not really. My only comedy really has been Fictional Friends. The stand-up was the first time that like I really kind of stepped out from them. What is that?
This is a Gumball Head wheat beer from Three Floyds Brewery. In Munster, Indiana. You want to try it?
Sure.
It's quite tasty.
It's a cool picture.
Yeah, the artwork on their bottles is always...
It's like a little cat with a black eye, but the black eye is green. He's smoking a cigarette. It's almost gone, though. I have one. He can have it. It's pretty good.
A lot of flavor. Does it have a... It's not normal, it says. 355 milliliters. Red wheat in our proprietary blend of hops give this American wheat brew a lemony finish. Slight haze in the bottle is yeast added for bottle conditioning.
I was really hoping a gumball would just kind of form in my mouth, but it didn't happen. Kind of angle work.
Are you trying? Are you Facebook Living? Yes. Oh, Bobby has gone live.
It's lit, y'all.
A little preview of the podcast. Behind the scenes footage. 360. Which famous actor would you choose to play yourself in a film about your life?
I feel like I would want Emma Stone. I can relate. Like, she's clumsy but adorable. I can relate.
Did you watch La La Land?
I am waiting for the 11th. I cannot wait. I love that movie so much.
What is that when it comes out on?
DVD, yeah. I'm prepared. I saw it twice in theaters. I wanted to see it another, like, two or three times, but...
Oh, wow.
Didn't get that chance. I just love... It's so colorful and beautiful. I love musicals of all kinds, so...
What's your favorite musical?
Probably Rent. That was, like, the first musical that, like, I grew to love. I also saw it live, like, on stage. And I fucking hate you. I saw it live on stage, and during the end, they reprised Seasons of Love. I was in the front row. Like, I could put my feet on the stage. I was holding eye contact with Collins, singing along, and it was great. Like, it was such a beautiful experience. So that's probably hands down my favorite.
Nice. Have you seen Moulin Rouge?
No, actually. That's I have a good not.
One. Again, Ewan McGregor.
I feel like I just don't like him.
Yeah?
Apparently I'm missing all of his movies.
Yeah, who is it? Ewan McGregor and who's the Australian lady who's married to Tom Cruise?
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, not Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson as Ewan McGregor's love interest.
They were Jedi together.
Forever. Very good movie, though. It was the director who did the new Great Gatsby.
Okay.
The name escapes me, but did you see that one?
Yeah. Anything with Leo, I'll see. I have a giant Wolf of Wall Street poster, like, right next to my bed, so, like, I'll wake up and, like, the first thing I see is Leo.
That's a good thing to wake up to.
Yeah.
Top five Leo movies.
Titanic, Wolf of Wall Street, Shutter Island. Ooh. I'm blanking. That's probably it. One of my favorites.
Gangs of New York?
I didn't see that one.
What?
The Departed?
I didn't see that one.
Oh my goodness.
What about Inception, Great Gatsby.
The Beach?
Didn't see that. What is that? Never even heard of that one.
It's one of his early ones.
Gilbert Grape.
Also a good early one.
What's Gilbert Grape upset about? Why?
Wasn't that a con man one?
He was super young.
I don't think I've seen that one either. The Beach is in Thailand. They go to, like, a secret community on a beach. And it's a drama. Very interesting. Gangs of New York, though, is amazing. Daniel Day-Lewis, set in, like, the...
Oh, shit, Lincoln.
Late 1800s, maybe? Like, okay. New York, whenever, like, the early political stuff, Tammany Hall was, like, the big politician at the time. There's all this gang activity, multiple gangs fighting for control.
Al Jandrino, I hate to interrupt, said that Romo retired and just if you want to talk about how Fresca loves the Dallas Cowboys, you can do that right after we're done with what you're talking about.
I'm done with Leo if you are. Tony Romo, the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it was his time.
American football, NFL.
It was honestly his time.
I'm familiar with sports.
He is going to be, what, an announcer for CBS, I think. I feel like it was kind of pretentious, though, because he was like, well, I was in one of the biggest names of sports, the Dallas Cowboys, so I'm going to go in the biggest name of, like, presenting sports, CBS. And I was like, bro, like, chill out a little.
How are the Dallas Cowboys the biggest name in the NFL, though? You gotta back that up.
Because we're America's team, and the Eagles suck. Bobby's an Eagles fan, and he's just wrong about a lot of things in life. I constantly ask him why he is the way he is. I'm still wondering. Currently. I fucking hate you. Why'd I bring you?
For the audio listeners, Fresca is speaking to Bobby, not you. Sorry, Josh, if you thought...
Oh, no, you guys are cool. I really like you guys. You guys are nice and don't film just a side of my cheek. You guys can watch on live. Is this on live right now? Not you.
This is not. This is being recorded. It'll be published Sunday after this Sunday. So the 15th? 16th?
So I'll just hide in bed until then again.
Yes. Next question. Tell me about your house fire, please.
My ex-roommate had a faulty extension cord in her room. She had a space heater that was constantly plugged in. And she had a fire in her room, I think, Thursday night. And it was like a small one that like caught like the corner of her bed on fire. But she said that she woke up and there was like she was on fire. Like she had like burn marks on her legs and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
Excuse me. And said that the extension cord was overheating and caught on fire. And I'm like, okay, we'll throw it away. We can get more extension cords. You can get one at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that big of a deal. And she didn't. So, fast forward to Saturday, a few days later, I had worked, like, 7:30 to 2 or 3, something like that.
7:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, super early. And I think that was actually the morning after seeing KJ and the Good Time Family Band. I think they played at Fuse Box, maybe.
I just saw them for the first time on Saturday at New Holland.
Yeah.
You were there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. I love them.
Very good show.
I could be wrong, but I just remember going to one of their shows and having to be up really early the next day.
Mm.
Either way, I was super tired and took a nap on the couch, and I woke up to like a house full of smoke. Jeez. The fire alarm in her room going, and I heard like pounding, and I thought she was in her room like and another fire had started and she was trying to like stomp it out. So I'm like yelling like, what the fuck, are you kidding me? Like, again, do you need help? I open the door. Ooh. I open the door and no one was in there. She wasn't even home. So all I saw was just, like, black smoke in my eyes and fire. I went and tried to, like, throw water on it. That didn't work. So I dragged Charlotte, my roommate's dog, outside, made sure she was safe, and then went to the neighbors to see if they had, like, a fire extinguisher. No one answered, so I just called 911, like, last resort. They came.
That was
the
last resort.
Well, I mean, not like last, like I didn't want to have to call them. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to be able to like put it out myself, but Because I knew it was going to be a whole thing. Like, when the fire trucks have to come, like, it's a whole thing. Like, there's going to be so many damages, blah, blah, blah. Like, it just, I was hoping it didn't have to escalate to that point. But it did. So, yeah, there were, like, 4 or 5 fire trucks outside our house. The whole neighborhood was out watching.
Yeah. Looky
loose. It was great. Yeah, it was great. But I didn't die. I'm alive. House didn't fully burn down. The dog's alive. That all positives. And like you can't technically blame her because she wasn't there and it wasn't intentional, but there was negligence. Like she wasn't being responsible, is what it boiled down to. And I think it just really irks me that, like, she wasn't there. She didn't come home. She wasn't the one dealing with the firefighters. She didn't have to have, like, people escort you through your own home that you worked 60 hours a week for to acquire, like...
Were they hot firefighters?
No, not even.
Oh, I thought they were all, like, older. Like Dennis Leary in Rescue Me old?
Kind of, but even he's kind of hot in that.
I guess it's subjective.
There was no Dalmatian. It was disappointing. They had a giant fan.
Do have those.
There was a really big fan. I liked that. Except it was cold out.
Did you have renter's insurance?
No, we didn't. We just kind of... We should have prepared for the worst, but, like, we kind of didn't. And my roommate Bree did look up, like, renter's insurance rates and stuff, but, like, they were just high at the time.
If you go through your auto insurance provider, there's often, like, a bundled rate. You can get it for, like, $10 a month.
Okay. So that's probably what people are talking about. Because she was like, yeah, it's definitely not $10 a month. But yeah, bundled. That probably sounds right. Yeah. I mean, I was homeless for 2 weeks, but I got to hang out with Tyler and Wasabi all the time, so that was kind of nice.
Wasabi's Tyler's dog?
Yes.
Who tragically passed away.
Tyler now has a sheep.
Oh. Oh.
Yes.
I think I saw a photo of that on the Facebook.
Wasabi's ghost did come out last night, though. Wasabi hung out for a little bit, but he was gone before we knew it, and Sheep was back. So,
is that based on the like the moon phase?
No, he just had his costume off.
Oh,
his little sheepy onesie. It's precious.
Which online streaming shows are you watching?
Don't really like Netflix, Hulu type stuff.
Yeah, Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Vimeo.
Right now, I'm just stuck on The Office. I've been rewatching it. I am into season 4 now, I believe. Jim just proposed to Pam.
Aww.
I've seen that episode like 20 times. I still cried. I saw that episode earlier and I cried.
You ever feel bad for Roy?
No.
No?
No, screw Roy. He was manipulative and didn't love her. Like, no. Oh no, I like a lot of shows though. Like, It's Always Sunny is... one of my favorites, Fat Mac, is season 7, the best season ever. The fact that he thought just to gain weight because he figured it would be funny. Like, I just love. And then he just lost it all. And the whole season, his own wife is calling him a fat piece of shit. And like, that tickles me.
Sweet D.
Yep.
IRL. And then Charlie and the waitress are actually married.
Yep.
And then, have you seen the episode I think it was like two seasons ago, where Dee and Charlie fall in love for an episode over slam poetry.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones in the last few seasons because of knowing about those relationships and their afterlife, you know?
Yeah.
Because they break character when they have to kiss. They break character.
Yeah, those characters are so strong.
I'll excuse myself now.
The gang gets trapped.
Yeah.
Is probably one of my all-time favorites.
Was that on the cruise ship?
No, that is the Fat Max season. Dennis convinced everyone that this family had stolen a vase, or as Frank was calling it, a vase. So they were like, they start the episode off by like hiding in a closet. And Dennis is like, oh, God damn it, Dee, your breath smells like shit. Why'd you get extra onions? And like they were trying to like steal this like artifact that should belong in a museum. Or at least that's what Frank thought. But they just get trapped in this house. And like Charlie and Mac are like out in a van, and they're just like kind of like relaying everything on a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point, Charlie's like, there's a man approaching the house. He has pointed feet. I repeat, he has pointed feet. And Mac's like, he's wearing cowboy boots. He's like, yeah, but how do you know that they're not pointed? Like, the outtakes for that little scene of them in the van are golden. Like, the outtakes are what make the seasons for me. Nightman Cometh is, like, number one, though.
Yeah, that was, for me, the pinnacle of the show.
Yeah. If anyone ever is going to propose to me and they don't sing me the song that Charlie does at the end, I'm going to say no. As if that would ever happen, but, you know, a girl can dream.
Well, I was the Nightman, became the Dayman. Now I'm here to ask for your hand.
So if you want to marry me, will you marry me?
Is that it?
No, that's not.
Is it over?
Will you come on stage and join me in this thing called matrimony? Please say yes and do not bone me. Please just marry me. That was a pretty solid ending. Like, oh, yeah, I nailed that.
That was pretty much exactly
what
it was in the show.
Yeah.
And then she leaves and he's like, what do you say? I did not sign anything, so I'll see you later.
Yeah. She's like, really, Charlie? Will I marry you? No. Like, yeah. So great.
Oh, man. That whole episode.
I always love... Bob's Burgers, obviously. But the most solid season for me is season 3. Every episode is just so great. That they have family fracas in that season. They have the one where Tina's driving.
in the parking lot, straight into the car.
There's one car and she's Tina, turn the wheel literally any direction! Like, the family fracas, they're, like, all introducing themselves. And Tina, it gets to Tina, and she's like, hi, I'm Tina. I like horses, music, and boys. And then looks over at the other team and goes, hi, boys, I'm Tina. Like, just waves to them, and they're just kind of like, oh, God. But, like, season 3 is so solid. I love it.
And just listening to H. John Benjamin's voice is always a treat. You watch Archer?
I love Archer. I really want to get a tattoo of Pam riding on a dolphin and it says sploosh.
Yep.
Or like her eating a chicken wing, because that's probably more accurate for me. Have you ever seen, there was a bit for Last Week Tonight where I think it was a Home Depot ad. Or a Lowe's, one of the two. It has Nick Offerman. I only remember her from Louie, and so did the fat girl. She played like the fat waitress. That was just a really memorable episode for me. I watched that over and over. Can relate. But she was in the ad too, and it had H. John Benjamin, and like just watching him talk and like argue, you could hear a transition from Bob to Archer. Like he would get angry to a point. There was one sentence where like it starts off as like Bob, and then it ends at Archer, just like because it escalates so high. Like it's amazing. I love it.
The new season of Archer just started last night. Was the first episode.
Oh, sweet.
It's kind of a noir. It's very good.
I can't wait to watch it. There's also a clip of they do H. John Benjamin does the voice of the computer in 2001 Space Odyssey.
I've never seen that.
The little red light.
HAL 9000.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dave.
What are you doing,
it
Dave?
It cracks me up. I love it so much.
Let's talk about the Story Cafe show that we went to last week. Playback Improv.
I liked them. I went in with kind of an empty mind. I had no clue what to expect because out of Calm and what we do, I had never seen an improv show. So I didn't know what to expect. I feel like the beginning was like a little shaky just because, I don't know, I think they were running late, so they were kind of nervous. But I felt like it grew into something pretty good. There were a couple times where I saw a lot of emotion, like being emoted from the people, and I really liked it. I enjoyed doing my little bit.
Yeah, your story was very funny.
I feel like it was one that they had never heard before, so
yeah,
everyone else is like having these like heart-to-heart moments, and I'm just talking about a time that I got caught with weed, and my mom was like, not mad.
Yeah, the Story Cafe is over on Leonard, a little past the Mitten and Long Road. It's a coffee shop, and they do different live performances. I think once a month they have Playback Improv.
Yeah,
which is free to get in.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. They had Ask Andy Cash, but they had some really good chai latte thing. I don't know what that was, but that was really good. If you ever go up to tell a story or talk to the lady hosting, do not try and hold her microphone. Apparently that's a thing, and she was not happy about it.
Yep. It crossed a boundary for her.
Yeah.
I think that's like one of the entertainment rules, though, is never let the guests hold the microphone, because then you give up control.
Yeah.
And they can just...
That's fair.
Take over.
But also me being me, I'm like, all right. Let me just do a stand-up real quick, like a little bit, basically.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I had a good time. I like the use of instruments.
Yeah, they had a whole repertoire of musical accompaniment. Different. Feel free to use the bell, or I got out the finger cymbals here if you need.
Okay.
Accentuation.
Can I use the cymbals to tap the bell?
Nobody's ever done that. I don't know what it would sound like.
Let's try it.
Ooh.
It was double. It was dope.
I like it. We'll call that the Fresca.
I'm way too entertained by these.
They're fun. It's hard to
get
them.
I feel like
one
of those monkeys. Oh no. I like it. Can I take those home? All of it?
I'm going to negate your premise. Sorry.
All right, cool. Can I have this mic then?
Again, negating. Sorry.
I'm not fine.
I'm not entirely in the spirit of
issue of revenue. A review.
I haven't read it yet, so I'm sorry. You can
it's
read
the
it.
The food issue.
Yeah, those are free at they had them at Dog Story, and I like local restaurants. So
Chris Tucker's coming to town, guys.
Well, what are some of your favorite local restaurants, and what do you like to eat there?
I always hate this question, and I feel like this is why I fail for like interviews at restaurants, because like I interviewed at Butcher's Union,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, "What's your favorite restaurant?" and I was like, Chili's. And they were like, all right, we're not gonna call you. I don't know, I'm very plain, so like I like with burgers, just meat, cheese, egg. Like I like egg. Chicken tenders. Oh yeah,
that's a unique wet burger topping.
So good
it is.
It's like the only time I get fancy with a burger. So I feel like anywhere I go, it's just going to be a different variation of, like, plainness.
Hmm. You don't like experimenting?
No.
Oh. I went to Little Africa this week with Josh H. and Mike N. I like to preserve people's anonymity. And I had never had any sort of African cuisine before. That's Ethiopian, all vegan, and... it comes on like a big sheet of bread, I guess. Like, it's very thin.
Yeah.
It's what, oh, Bobby knows.
The shit is dank.
There you go.
It's called Inyara bread.
It's but is it wet?
It is wet.
What?
In fact, it's so wet at Little Africa that they give you a bowl of pink water to wash your little fangles, your little phalanges in.
Aww.
After you're done smearing all that delicious gunk all over your mouth taste buds.
I mean, call me when there's meat there.
They have meat at Gojo. We are graced with two Ethiopian restaurants here in Grand Rapids.
Gojo?
Gojo, G-O-J-O, and that's going to be right behind Wolfgang's over there by Molly's.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
They have meat there. They have goat.
I like goat.
They have rabbit?
I have no idea.
Which is
early bird took away the rabbit.
We gotta have some of these rarer animals. I mean, they're not rare, but I mean, they're not the normal animals.
You know, maybe you're chilies.
Maybe you're not into the meat industry, but you'll fuck with some rabbit that was just bow and arrowed right behind.
I felt really bad. I felt really bad. I was like, oh, he just wanted to go to Albuquerque, but he's tasty as fuck.
Yummy.
It's salty and moist. What?
That wet rabbit. Mm.
Have you sampled other exotic meats?
Yeah. <That's>
You mean like Sal?
Not gonna go there. No, not really. Like I said, I'm really boring. I eat a lot of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot. It's not healthy. The amount. I eat chicken probably 12 times a week.
It's a lot of chicken.
Just a whole one. I don't even kill it.
It's a raw.
Yeah. Raw, feathered.
Feathered?
Yeah. Alive. It's
probably good
too.
Fiber.
I like the feeling of, like, just, I'm not going to go there.
I feel like there's a cock joke in there, but stay out of the blue. Next question, moving on. How much would I have to pay you for you to quit smoking cigarettes?
Oh, shit, son. For how long?
Forever.
I don't know. My willpower is weak.
Follow-up question. How much would Chris have to pay you for you to stop smoking menthols and start smoking real cigarettes?
Well, sounds like Bobby wants me to die sooner.
They're not, bro! They're not more deadly.
The menthol are more safe. Do you not see the packages? and the way they're colored.
I do not believe that. Please pack it up.
I don't know. I don't want to quit, like, ever. I mean, I might one day, but I don't smoke enough to where, like, it's terrible. The most I've smoked in a night is a half a pack. That's it. You can usually, I've gone like a pack a week before, so I don't know, I probably wouldn't take that offer.
All right. Who are some of your favorite comedians?
My number one would be Maria Bamford. She is not nearly as popular as she needs to be. She did a Netflix original called Lady Dynamite. She did a lot of voices for Adventure Time. Basically, like, if you look up her IMDb, there's like 200 voices for Adventure Time.
Oh, wow.
She's just that good of a voice actress. But she talks a lot about, like, her mental health and how she's been in and out of hospitals. And she painted a really beautiful picture of it with Lady Dynamite, and brought light to the kind of dark scariness but creativity behind mental disorders. She was, after I found her, that was when I did my first stand-up set. Like, she brought out a confidence in me to do it. My second would be TJ Miller. He just, his delivery, literally everything, like, he can say like a two-line joke and I'm dying for like a minute. And Mitch Hedberg, for sure. I think he was the like first comedian that I had found. And just the short quick of his jokes, one after another, like, are so perfect. And, like, you can tell that he genuinely cracks himself up. And that's what I love so much, because I crack myself up all the time. I sit at home doing nothing and just start laughing because I'm fucking hysterical. And I feel like Mitch Hedberg just does that all the time. Well, RIP, used to do that all the time.
You just cross yourself for the people at
home. Yeah, I did a father's, the dad and the kid and the ghost.
And then the fourth one is like...
The fourth one's with Satan.
Spectacles, yep. Testicles, wallet, and watch.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. The daddy, the baby, the ghosty, the Satan.
If you weren't doing comedy, what would you be doing with that free time?
Shit, I don't know. Honestly, when I got into improv, it was a fairly kind of depressing time in my life. I went to work, went home, sat and watched TV. That was it. That was my life every day. I didn't hang out with anyone. I wasn't actively trying to find friends or be friends with old people that I used to be friends with.
So you used to be friends with only old people?
Yeah.
Senior citizens?
Yeah, I loved old people. Just kidding. They smelled bad. But, like, Brie. I've known Brie for 10 years now, but...
The cheese?
Yes. Yep. Brie Jack Cheese. No, my roommate.
Oh, I think I saw her at Dog Story when you guys did the...
Yeah. Yeah, set she there. Was a part of the Last Fest set. We've known each other for 10 years, but, like, we've really only been close for the past, like, 2.5. And, like, same with my other roommate, Devin. Like, we reconnected, but we're really close. But, yeah, like, I'm not joking. Like, when I say fictional friends are, like, the people that I look up to and admire, like, I would be nowhere near where I am right now if it weren't for them. I mean, and my roommates, but... They got me out of a really solid funk, And they introduced me into a world that I'm in love with and a community that is amazing and completely supportive and beautiful.
Nice. Thank you. This is a two-parter.
Oh,
part one, if you could ask yourself one interview question, what would it be? And then I have a follow-up for that.
It's the follow-up. All right, the follow-up is after. I wasn't prepared for this one. Probably what's your favorite, like, chicken tender sauce? And mine would probably be either...
Oh, hold on. My follow-up question is...
Right.
What is your favorite chicken tender sauce?
Ah, good one. Tenups. And usually, like, the hottest, like the scalding or scorching, Jack Daniels is super good. Jack Daniels from Fridays. Oh, my God.
What do you love the most about performing comedy?
The therapeutic aspect of it. I think a lot of people like work out emotions that they're not able to in a regular way. I think as comedians and performers, we process things differently and our brain works in a unique way. So being able to release something that might frustrate or upset you and turn it into something that you're able to laugh about is therapeutic, and it creates for a really good scene, and it creates for something that your audience wants to watch, because they can either relate to you, like something maybe happened that day and they're able to relate, or a week before. But yeah, the kind of like group therapy that it is in a way.
Thank you. Last question of the interview portion before we take a short break. If you could tell your 16-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Go to college, dipshit. I mean, my life would... I probably wouldn't be sitting here if I did. Which, after saying how much I appreciate, like, the community and all my fictional friends, saying that... I would tell myself to go to college, but I was in dance in high school, and I could have easily gone to a college and done dance in college and kind of followed that through. Would have been a very different lifestyle, but it was something that I was also passionate about. I think it's just a stage thing. You know, I'm an only child, so gotta be the center of attention somehow. Like when I was in dance, it was in Texas because I used to live in Dallas. I was like, I'm 5'10". I was bleach blonde, and we would always do the halftime shows. So we would march out on the field, and I was always smack dab on the 50-yard line. So there's this tight white blonde bitch, like, or tall. Me just on the 50-yard line, like dancing, and I was like, yeah, look at me. But yeah.
What is your favorite style of dance?
Honestly, hip hop. I like to pop and lock and jam and break.
Do you dab?
Like, yes.
Dance dabbing.
Oh, no. I do, like, jokingly.
Bobby's dabbing.
Bobby and I dabbed on stage, not this past, not yesterday, but the week before that, we dabbed at the same time.
I don't remember. When was that?
When we were hosting at some point.
Oh, it was a hosting dab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone said something, and, like, we just, like, went for it at the same time. I do it jokingly, just to kind of mock. I used to know this Soulja Boy.
Watch me crank it. Watch me roll. Watch me crank that RoboCop and Superman that hoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can do it right now.
Something. Oh. I just remember, yeah. Superman. All I remember is a Superman.
There's Supermans happening. All right. Well, I still haven't had time to set up a musical transition into the break. So if you wouldn't mind doing some sort of musical performance to take us into the break and then ring the bell when you're done so I know to stop it, please.
All right. Because it's the only thing I can think of, I'm going to do like a little Sal bit. Skippity boo ba, doo 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 doo. Skippity boo ba.